This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 379. First and foremost, your talents should be used on you, by Jody Flynn with eofire.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dan. Happy Monday to you. I hope your week's off to a great start. This is the podcast where I read to you every single day from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship. And we are going to get right to it today with the post from eofire.com. So let's do it as we optimize your life. First and foremost, your talents should be used on you, by Jody Flynn with eofire.com. Have you ever heard the expression, the cobbler's children have no shoes? I have found myself using this expression quite a bit lately with my clients because there appears to be a growing trend of the cobbler syndrome. This is when you are the last person to benefit from the unique talent or skill that you bring to the people around you every day. It's no surprise. I often describe my clients as the people who know what it is they should be doing, but for one reason or another, they're not doing it. I have marketers who have let the marketing of their own company slip, financial planners who bounced a check, and coaches who start experiencing the same pains their clients come to them to solve. I'm no different. We are all guilty of this at one time or another. I work with business owners who have plateaued in their business growth and are at a loss for how to get things going again. They present a variety of pains, but what is common is that they, as the business owner, are doing tasks that should be delegated or outsourced so they can focus on the strategic, money-making activities that will have a greater impact on the success of their business. Sounds logical and simple, right? Imagine my alarm when I realized I was in the same boat recently. I hired a virtual assistant, VA, to offload tasks that I didn't enjoy or wasn't particularly good at, but I was failing to plan ahead, and as a result, I was spending too much time doing last-minute projects involving the very tasks I didn't want to be doing anymore. I felt like a fraud. I was not walking my talk, and I began beating myself up about it. As a result, I became hesitant in my sales. I didn't have time to take on new clients, and I was less powerful in my coaching because my own stuff started entering my thoughts when I was talking to a client. Luckily, I have a coach who wanted to immediately address my dip in sales. Who would have thought my sales had to do with my busy schedule? It was eye-opening, to say the least. What did I do? I took out some of my own tools that I use with my clients and put myself through my own system. Here is what came out of this process. I looked at the next 2 weeks on my calendar and identified tasks that I could delegate to my VA. I also sent her a note about tasks that were not ready for immediate delegation, but that I wanted her to ask me about in the coming weeks. That's planning and accountability. I scheduled time on my calendar each week to continue to do this look-ahead planning. I blocked off enough time slots on my calendar to allow for the number of clients I wanted, not the number of clients I currently had. I changed some of my in-person meetups to Skype appointments, especially those that were going to require more than a 15-minute commute each way. This seems small, but for casual meetups, this can be time that adds up to hours, hours better spent somewhere else. I've also changed my mindset when deciding on programs to participate in for my own development and those to be a collaborator on as part of my business. When looking at investing in programs, I've taken any notion of missed opportunity out of the conversation. If the program is an obvious choice, I'm a yes, and if it just doesn't make sense at the time, I am a no for now. When someone is asking me to be a part of a project or a joint venture, I allow time to think about it before giving my answer. This gives me time to gut check if this is an opportunity that is in alignment with where I want to go with my business, and also to check my calendar and other upcoming initiatives to see if I have the time to give it my best. Otherwise, great opportunities for growth turn into great opportunities for frustration and resentment. If you are finding that you are feeling stuck or behind on your timeline for your business, then take a look to see if you are giving yourself or your business the best of you and what you offer to other people. It's an integral part of our business growth that we take the product or service we share with the world and apply it at home first. You just listened to the post titled, First and Foremost, Your Talents Should Be Used on You, by Jody Flynn with eofire.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And of course, thank you to the team over at EO Fire for letting us grab articles from their site to share with you. There is a wealth of knowledge on EO Fire, which, by the way, stands for Entrepreneurs on Fire. John and Kate have resources, a podcast, a blog, of course, and something they do that's really unique. They share their monthly income, which is often over $200,000. Yeah, that's monthly. And you can see the breakdown of where that money comes from, plus their expenses and much more. So again, thanks to John and Kate for sharing their knowledge and those reports. Now, if you'd like to hear more podcasts where we narrate blogs for you, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing me right now. We cover personal development as well as finance, health, relationships, and much more. It's a great way to take articles on the go, and we do cover a bunch of different topics. So if you like this format, again, search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find and subscribe to all of our shows for free. It is very much appreciated and, of course, helps to keep all of this going for you. But that'll do it for today. I thank you again for listening and for being a subscriber. And I will, of course, be back with you tomorrow. That's where I'm going to have a post from Chris Guillebeau, and it's where your optimal life awaits.